That's Acts 24 and 16 and Luke 17 and 1. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. We'll go to Luke first. Luke 17 and 1. And then we'll go to Acts 24 and 16. If you're able to stand for the reading of God's word, please do so. Amen.
Amen.
Giving reverence unto the Lord. Because I'm here to tell you, church, he's worthy to be praised.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. 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 And Luke 17 and 1. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. That Luke 17 and 1. And it reads, then said he unto the disciples, it is impossible but that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. Now let's turn to Acts, the 24th chapter, and the 16th verse. Acts 24 and 16. And herein do I exercise myself. That word exercise means to practice. To have always a conscience void of offense towards God and towards man. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearers of his holy word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. What Paul is saying in Acts 24, what Paul is declaring that he held no doctrine contrary to truth, no worship contrary to God, and no malice to man. Amen, amen. And if we go to Matthew 18, 6 and 7, Jesus is speaking, but whoso shall offend one of these little ones, which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe unto the world. Woe unto the world because of offenses. For it must need be that offenses come. But woe to that man by whom the offenses come. Amen. 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 I want to go into my teaching mode today. Amen. 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 We got the word. We got to understand that the word offenses. Amen. It means to cause a person, to cause hurt on a person, and anger. You know, are you upset? Are you causing your brothers and sisters to stumble? Woe unto that man. Amen, amen. And the first, I talked to you about putting on the whole armor of God. I talked to you about, did you get dressed right this morning?
Right.
Amen, amen. Then I came back about telling you about Satan, how he's a deceiver, how he's a deceitful person, how he will use anything and everything.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. Church, we must understand that sometimes others offend us.
Amen.
Sometimes other people offend us.
Mm-hmm.
and sometimes, church, it is easy to forgive.
Yeah.
Why? Because we have grown. We have matured, and we're able to handle whatever that person have done to us. And amen. With some people that is easy to forgive, but there'll come sometimes in life there's going to be a challenge.
Yes.
To try to forgive somebody that had offended you. It's a challenge. And I'm a living witness. There's a challenge.
Yeah.
Why? Because the wound goes so deep sometimes.
Yeah.
And like I said, Paul told us to exercise. And Paul told us to practice. He told us to practice these things. Mm-hmm. You know, and exercise training and discipline in those things. And sometimes when those offenses go so deep, that so they so hard, that tell me that we need some more training.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That tell me that we need some more training. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we let things get to us that don't even need to get to us.
That's true.
And some things we just wipe away.
Yes, sir.
And but some things, boy, it hits you, don't it?
Yes.
Boy, it hits you, don't it? Amen. It hit you. Amen. Amen. But once you start to exercising a spiritual discernment, then you'll be able to handle those things that hit you so hard.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you got to take a step back and look at the situation.
Yes, sir.
And realize. Yes, sir. Remember what I said, church. We don't wrestle against what? Flesh and blood. Amen, amen. It ain't that person that offended you that you're wrestling to. It's that a person that allows Satan to use them. That's who you're wrestling against.
Yes.
The Bible say, love the person, but hate the sin. Amen, amen. It ain't said nothing about you hate the person. It ain't said nothing about that. We got to start loving one another.
Amen.
And we got to learn how to start looking past some of our faults.
Yes.
Because a lot of us got faults. A lot of us got faults.
Yes.
And we got to learn how to stop holding grudges.
Amen.
Against each other. Just because somebody did something to you a long time ago, get over it.
Yes.
Because if you don't, you ain't doing but stunning your growth. That's all you're doing. Amen, amen. And all those things come by maturity.
Yes.
See, you got to mature. If you the same that you was last year,
ain't grow.
You ain't grow. If you still letting the same thing get next to you, you ain't grow none. If you still allowing people to upset you in ways that only people can upset you, you ain't grown. You still a babe. You still on milk.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you, we got to mature as Christians.
Yeah.
Each and every day of our life, we got to learn how to grow. Stop being stagnated. Because that person that have offended you have gone on.
Yeah.
And you sitting there.
Still.
You still sitting there. Not growing. Not maturing. And still drinking milk.
Yeah.
Church, we all go through tough times.
Yes, we do.
Not easy times. But tough times.
Tough times.
Tough times. Hard times. I'm here to tell you. Long as you're living for Jesus, you're going to have some hard times.
Yes.
You're going to have some tough times.
Yes.
And one thing about the church, we cannot escape them.
No.
Just because you are born again Christian, filled with the Holy Ghost, that does not mean that you're not going to go through something.
That's right. All
right.
That's right.
But what we need to do, church, we need to learn how to face them. And we have to learn how to face those issues, those offenses that come to us. We got to learn how to process.
Yes, yes.
How to process those things that people try to do to us.
Yes, yes.
We got to process those things. And while we process those things, we become stronger in how to deal with those things.
Yes. All right.
Yes.
Because if you don't, church, you're going to hinder your growth. You ever seen a person, every time somebody say something to them, they go off on them?
Get mad.
You ever seen one of them type people? You can't say nothing good about them. Every time you say something good, they always got to say something bad. You ever been around those people?
Yeah.
You don't even want to be around them, do it. You want to avoid those people. Because if you don't watch it, they'll steal your spirit. If you don't watch it.
Yes.
If you don't watch it, you're going to get caught up in it.
Yes.
You're going to get caught up in it. You know, church, we must understand that as we overcome different things, we become stronger.
Yes, sir.
If you ain't never been through nothing, how can you become stronger? How can you become stronger if you ain't never been through nothing? Beware of a person that always tell you, I understand what you're going through. You don't know what I'm going through.
Amen.
You don't have no idea what I'm going through.
Amen.
So don't say I understand what you're going through. Just because you lost your wife, I lost mine, that still don't mean nothing.
Amen.
My wife meant different than what your wife meant to you.
Amen.
So don't say I understand. You don't understand. Because each individual are different.
Amen.
Each individual are different.
Yes.
You and your wife might have different relationship than me and my wife got.
Yeah, that's true.
So be aware of a person. Mm-hmm. I understand. But if you got a person, say I'm praying for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there for you if you need me. That's all you got to do. Just call on me. Mm-hmm. I'm there for you. If we lend out a helping hand.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Sometimes when we go around people, we don't even need to say nothing.
Yeah. Amen.
I've been around people before. I couldn't say nothing. I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say sometimes. If you got a person that always got something to say, you better be careful. You better have your filters on. Because sometimes it just pays to just be quiet.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you go to people, sometimes you just grab them by the hand. Put your arms around them and just say, I love you.
Yes.
You ain't got to say nothing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because sometimes you talk.
Oh.
Lord help us.
Yes.
Sometimes we talk too much.
Yes.
Somebody, and then sometimes you talk too much. And then when you go knocking on the door, people see you, they ain't going to let you in. They see your number come across the phone. He ain't finna try to chastise me. I'm telling you the truth. Amen, amen. We're going to have hardship in our life. Amen, amen. And through our hardship, we're supposed to come stronger and stronger.
Yes, sir.
Amen, amen. And if you have come out of a hardship and do not feel stronger, you ain't recovered of the offense. Recovery is your choice.
Yes,
yes, yes.
Recovery is your choice.
Yes, sir.
Recovery is your choice.
Amen.
Some people get hurt and never recover from the offense.
Mm-hmm.
And cruel as this sounds, it was by their choice.
Yeah.
It was their choice to stay
in that
place instead of coming out and be stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Because every situation that we go through in life, every trials and tribulation we go through in life, they are there to help us.
Mm-hmm.
They are there to strengthen us.
Yeah.
And if you haven't got stronger by going through something, you're still there.
Yeah.
You are still there. And you choose whether or not to recover
from
that offense.
Yes.
Amen. And we know, church, when we mature, it's not easy.
That's true.
Amen.
It's not easy. Maturity is not easy. Because you have to go through some things.
Yeah.
Amen, amen, amen. And when you we have so much resistance here in this world. We have so much resistance. So many things that are going against us. So many things that are fighting against us. like Paul said, there's a war going on.
Yeah.
In our members.
Yes.
Against the flesh and the spirit.
Yes.
The flesh trying to overtake.
Yeah.
The spirit. The spirit trying to overtake the flesh. It's a war going on.
Yes.
I'm here to tell you, church, it's not easy. It's not easy. It's a battle every day of my life. It's a battle every day of your life.
Yeah.
Because if you find a person that said they got it all together, you better look out. Because in this life, trouble will come.
Amen.
Rain is going to fall.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. And I'm so happy that I got Jesus on them rainy days.
Yes.
Seem like when the world just come down on you. Seem like you can't make one good step. Seem like every time you look around, you got a door closing in your face.
Yes.
Some days it be like that, church. Mm-hmm. When you want to do good, you make up in your mind, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to praise God all day long.
Amen.
The Bible says, when you want to do good, who right there present with you? Evil is right there present with you. Lord, help us all. There's a war going on. When you want to tell somebody good morning. And then that flesh tell you where to tell them where to go. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. In this society that we live in, church, we got to understand that just because we of this world, we're not part of this world.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of us are selfish.
Yes, sir.
A lot of us are selfish.
Mm-hmm.
We want everything our way.
Yes.
See, we put self in front of righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Instead of righteousness in front of self. Maturity don't come easy. You're going to have some hardships in this life.
Yeah.
See, I'm not preaching prosperity.
No.
I'm going to tell you some bad days are coming.
Yeah, all right.
But I'm also here to tell you that be of good cheer.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, I have overcome those bad days.
Amen.
But in me, you can have some good days.
Yes, sir.
In Jesus. I'm talking about in Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Look to Jesus.
Yes.
Who is the author and the finisher of your faith.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Amen. You're going to have some bad days.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have some days that you ain't want to get up out of bed.
Yes.
You're going to have some days that you ain't going to want to talk to nobody.
Yes.
You're going to have some days that soon somebody say something to you, you want to go off on them.
Yes.
You're going to have some days.
Amen.
You're going to have those days.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
But don't let them days overtake you.
Yes.
Don't let those days overshadow you.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Like the writer said, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Yeah.
I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
Regardless on what come, what may.
Yes.
Amen. I'm not going to allow you or nobody else to spoil my day.
All right.
Because you got to realize I don't have control of nobody but myself. Amen. And I choose to allow what you say or what you do to get next to me.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not going to allow it. I'm not going to allow it. Amen. Because life is too short.
Amen.
I can die today and I'm mad at you for what you said. I ain't got time to be mad at nobody.
Nobody.
I ain't got time to hold grudges against nobody.
Nobody.
Amen. I ain't got time for that mess.
Amen.
I don't have time to worry about what people say and what they don't say about me.
Nobody.
I don't have time to worry about that. Because I know who I am.
Yeah.
And I know what I try to do.
Yeah, yeah.
I try to treat everybody right.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether they like me or not.
Amen.
I'm going to do what God tells me to do.
Amen.
Thank I'm going to do it.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Because when it's all said and done.
Thank you, Lord.
You ain't going to be there with me. Because I'm going to have to give an account.
Amen.
For everything I do.
Everything.
On this side.
Yes, sir.
Amen, amen. Hey, yeah, I can't go out there. Pastor, can you go? God, can you go and call Deacon Wright and tell him to come up here and witness for me? And no, it ain't going to be none of that. Everything is written down.
Everything.
In the book. And then when you open, like I was telling Miss Sister Rebecca this morning, and when he opened it up, my name's going to be there.
All right.
And I'm going to have to give an account for everything. Amen. Whether it's good or bad,
yes.
I'm going to have to give an account for it.
Yes.
Amen. Hey, we must understand, church, we got to learn how to encourage one another.
Yes,
we got to learn how to build up one another.
Yes.
You know, I might not be as strong as you, but that don't mean I got to tower over you.
That's true.
I got to be there right beside you.
Yes.
Not on top of you, not behind you, not in front of you, but right there beside you. Holding your hand.
Amen.
We holding each other's hand.
Yes, thank you,
trying to make it. Encourage yourself.
Yes, sir.
When nobody else don't want to encourage you, sometimes you got to encourage yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You got to tell, through it all,
yeah.
I learned to trust in Jesus.
Amen.
Through it all, regardless of what come with me,
Amen.
I'm going to trust in Jesus.
Amen.
Through trials and tribulations, I'm going to trust in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever come with me, I'm going to trust in Jesus.
Amen.
Because we got to realize, church, he didn't promise us a flower bed of ease.
Yeah.
Amen. He didn't promise us that we weren't gonna have resistance. He did not promise us that. He promised us that we're gonna have trials and tribulations. But he also tells us to be of good cheer. Be of good cheer.
Yeah.
God has brought us from a mighty long ways.
Yes, sir.
Church, we got to encourage one another.
Yes,
while we fighting one another. While we going against one another.
Yes,
we got to learn how to encourage one another.
Yes, sir.
Amen, amen. You ever seen, give you an illustration. You ever seen somebody, you be out there on the boat.
Uh-huh.
And you paddling. Okay, the tide is flowing with you. The fly are going against you. You flowing in the current. Okay, it's hard, ain't it?
Yeah.
It's hard, ain't it? Mm-hmm. Because if you don't stop it, if you stop paddling in the boat, the current is going to take you wherever you want to go.
Amen.
See, that's how life is.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have some resistance.
Yes, sir.
But you got to keep paddling.
Yes, sir.
You got to keep paddling.
Yes.
Because if you give up, that current is going to take you wherever it want to take you.
Yes, sir.
So you're going to have some resistance. You're going to sweat a little bit.
Yes, sir.
You're gonna have some good days and you're gonna have some bad days.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Like the song says, but I won't complain.
Complain.
Amen. Because my good days outweigh my bad days.
Yes.
And I won't complain.
Yes, sir.
Because God has been so good to me.
So good.
He brought me from a mighty long way. Amen. We can be like Peter. Like Peter said, beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trials.
Yes, yes.
What will try you.
Yes.
And though some strange thing happen to you.
Yes, sir.
But rejoice to the extent that you are partakers of Christ's suffering.
Yes, sir.
That when his glory is revealed,
yes,
you may also be glad with exceedingly joy.
Amen.
You ask, preacher, how can you be glad when stuff ain't going your way? I had to figure that out.
Yes, sir.
I had to figure that out.
Yes.
When things ain't going my way, the Bible tells me I still supposed to be glad.
Yeah, that's what it said.
One time I wasn't.
Right.
Something ain't going my way. I was mad.
Yes, sir.
But I learned. I learned through maturity.
Yes, yes.
That just because it come my way, I still can rejoice in the Lord. I tell you right now, you ain't going to see me with no frown on my face.
Yeah.
I'm going to be happy every day of my life, regardless of what come or what may.
Yeah.
I'm going to be happy.
Yeah.
Because I know that I serve a true and a present God.
Amen.
That promised to help me.
What a
the promise to guide me.
Yeah.
The promise to strengthen me.
Yes.
And one thing I don't understand, if you are a Christian, what you doing with a frown on your face?
Yes.
Yes.
You should be laughing.
Yes.
Regardless, you could be tore up on the inside.
Yes.
I don't know. You could be tore up.
Yes.
But yet it's still, when I see you, you got a smile on your face. Lord, help us right now. See, y'all don't know. See, we don't know what each other going through. But if you see a smile on your face, you think everything all right. But inside, buddy, woo-wee, I'm going through some things inside. And all somebody knows is God. Lord, help us all. Lord, help us all. So put a smile on your face. Because you're happy in Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Don't let Satan steal your joy.
No, no, no.
Don't walk around like you got a bunch of lemons in your mouth. Don't walk around like that. Put a smile on your face, regardless of what the situation is.
Yes, thank you, preacher.
The boss man ain't treating you right. Smile.
Yes.
Wife ain't doing right. Smile. Husband ain't doing right. Smile. Your significant other ain't doing right. Smile.
Yes, sir.
It get hard to smile sometimes, though. It get hard. Sometimes, like I said last week, sometimes you got to run away. Keep from saying something that you don't need to say. Because once you say it, can't take it back. Can't take it back. Amen, amen. And then when you go and say, babe, I'm sorry for saying that. I shouldn't have said that. Please forgive me. They go, yeah, I forgive you. they supposed to forget. They supposed to forget. They supposed to forget. If God forgave you, that's all you have to worry about.
Yes,
amen.
That's all you have to worry about.
Uh-huh.
Amen, amen. God is so good to us.
Yes, sir.
God is so good to us. Amen. You have heard that it was said to those of old that ye shall not murder, and whosoever murder will be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raker, shall be in danger of the council.
Yes,
but whosoever say, you fool, shall be in the danger of hell fire.
Yes,
therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift.
Yes, sir.
A lot of us still got offenses,
yes, sir,
against another person.
Mm-hmm.
And we still bringing our gift to the altar.
Yes, sir.
And still hadn't made it right.
That's
with
it.
That individual.
Yeah.
Amen, amen, amen. And Jesus is continuing. That's in Matthew 5, 20, 21 and 24. Jesus continued his comparison throughout this message that he's talking about in Matthew 5. First, he quotes the law that regulates the outwardly action. And then he shows us what's supposed to be in our heart. If your brother have done anything to you,
yeah. You
go to him and you make it right. Amen, amen, amen. And we must understand, church, holding grudges only hurt ourselves.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen, amen. It only hurt ourselves. Mm-hmm. And if a person, if you reach the point where you're so angry and you lose all sense of thought, step away. Please step away.
That's it.
Because I done seen people get so angry at another person and say all manner of things and do all manner of things.
Mm-hmm.
They took a poll. They asked 100% of all prisoners if they had to do it over again, what would they do? 90% of them say they'll think first. They'll think first before they react.
Mm-hmm.
Church, if we think about it first,
yeah,
before we react, then we won't get into these situations that we find ourselves in.
Yes, sir.
If we think first,
yes.
James say to be what? Quick to listen and slow to speak. But a lot of us are quick to, quick to speak and slow to listen. And then we got to find ourselves. God forgive me. But if we think first, we won't find ourselves in those situations. Amen, amen. And we must understand, church, when we doing those things, if somebody has offended us and to the point that we have to act a certain way, we need to watch ourselves.
Yes.
We need to watch ourselves. We got to learn, church, the word of reconciliation. Mm-hmm. Amen, amen, amen. We got to realize that we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Amen.
And we supposed to imitate God each and every day of our life. We supposed to imitate ourselves. We supposed to imitate our life with God.
Yeah.
Like the lesson said this morning, God is what?
Love.
Love. And if I can't see love in you, I'm talking about that godly love, then I know that you are not of God.
Yes, sir.
That's how it let me know. Because if you got the love of God in you, you will not scandalize each other's name.
Amen.
You will not talk about one another.
Mm-hmm.
You will not go against one another.
Amen.
If you got the love of God in your life.
Yes,
if God's love is flowing through you.
Mm-hmm.
If God's love is in you.
Yes.
Certain things you don't do. Certain acts, certain words you don't say.
Yes.
Certain thoughts you don't think. Certain places you don't go. If the love of God is in your heart,
mm-hmm.
you got to realize God first loved us.
Mm-hmm.
He first loved us. And we chose to love ye one another. Not condemn one another, but love ye one another.
Mm-hmm.
Church, love covered a multitude of sin. And I'm trying to preach to you love.
Mm-hmm.
If we start loving one another,
yes, sir.
Our society would be a better place to
yes,
live
sir.
In.
Amen.
If we start loving one another.
Yes.
Now, not just saying it,
mm-hmm.
but showing it.
Yes.
Love is an action word.
Mm-hmm.
What did God send Jesus to do? To die on the cross.
Yes,
and what did Jesus do? He died on the cross. That was action. That was action. Now what are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? Are we loving one another?
Amen.
God don't want none of us to perish. He don't want none of us to perish. He want all of us saved.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here to tell you, God is not going to compromise the truth.
Yeah.
God is not going to compromise his word.
Mm-hmm.
His word says it, and that settles it.
Yeah.
You're either for God or you're against him.
Yeah, that's it.
God is not going to compromise your word,
mm-hmm.
his word. Remember when he said, those that come to God, we cast out devils in your name. God, we did it. God, we came to church. God, we paid our tithe. God, we did this. And he's going to say, depart from me.
No.
I never knew you. God want a relationship.
Yes,
he want a relationship. He want a relationship where you get to know him. See, he already know you.
Amen.
He wants you to get to know him.
Yeah.
He wants to get you to know his word.
Mm-hmm.
And his word is all that we need. Whatever situation, whatever circumstance, church, we can come to. There's an answer for in the word of God.
Yes, sir.
That's an answer for in the word of God.
Yeah.
But we go seek it else place.
Yes, sir.
Instead of talking to God.
Mm-hmm.
God got everything that we need.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is love.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is love.
Yeah.
Love ye one another as I have loved you.
Yeah.
Just a little heart-to-heart talk.
Yes, sir.
Just a little heart-to-heart talk, church.
Uh-huh.
that we got to learn how to love one another. And stop being so angry at one another. And we got to learn how to be able to go to one another and settle our differences. See, when you go to that person, it ain't about you. It's you about trying to reconcile between you and that person. And if you hadn't done anything wrong, if you hadn't done anything wrong, you still got to be reconciled.
Yes, sir.
And if that person don't hear you, if that person don't want to listen to you, the Bible tells you, take two or three with you. And if they still don't want to hear you, you bring them to the church. Mm-hmm. And if they still don't want to hear the church, then they be cast off as an infidel.
What the word say?
Mm-hmm. For reconciliation. Just because you did me wrong, I still love you. Mm-hmm. Just because you talked about me, I still love you.
Yes, sir.
And that's why we have to do towards one another. Mm-hmm. Because in order for you to see Jesus, you're going to have to love one another.
Amen.
He didn't say, I think I love you. He said, you love one another.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Yeah.
Just a little short, this short talk.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And I pray that I'd have said something.
Amen.
Because sometimes we just have to break it down and just have a little talk.
Yes, sir. That's it.
Just have a little talk.
Amen.
With Jesus.
Amen.
And he'll make it all right.